Please rise. The Word of God comes to us today from the book of John, the 6th chapter, verses 35 through 51. Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. At this, the Jews began to grumble about him because he said, 'I am the bread that came down from heaven.' They said, 'Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I came down from heaven'? Stop grumbling among yourselves,' Jesus answered. 'No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, they will all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to the Father and learns from him comes to me. No one has seen the Father except the one who is from God. Only he has seen the Father. I tell you the truth, he who believes has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your forefathers ate the manna in the desert, and yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." Here ends the reading. You may be seated. Our sermon for today is taken from the book of John, which you have just heard. And the part that I'm going to be focusing on today will be verses 47 through 51. "I tell you the truth, he who believes has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your forefathers ate the manna in the desert, and yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die. I am the living bread. I came down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." As you recall, last week, Pastor Sperry's sermon touched on some of these same verses and was titled, "For All the Wrong Reasons." He was referring to the miracle of Jesus feeding a group of thousands with only 5 loaves and 2 fish. Jesus pointed out that they were seeking him for all the wrong reasons. They were seeking Jesus because they had a meal provided for them, and they were looking for a bread king who would provide for them in terms of their temporary needs. But today, in this sermon, we're going to take a different direction. And I've titled it, All the Right Reasons. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Those of you who are diehard football fans know and recognize the meaning of the goalposts at the end of the football field. Those goalposts represent the completion of a touchdown, hopefully by your favorite team. They can also serve as a defeat, as the opposite team makes a goal. They can also serve as the focus for extra points when the kicker successfully places the ball between the goalposts. Just like a football player that focuses on getting the ball between the goalposts after a touchdown, in our daily lives, we also have goals. Although we may score points by surprising our spouses with a basket of flowers or a surprise birthday party, our main focus is to work towards some kind of goal. Those goals can be things like having a good marriage, being a good parent to our children, or that good grandparent who spoils the kids and then sends them back home. We might have a goal of being a good employee so that we can continue to receive a paycheck and be able to focus on our goal of saving for retirement. So regardless of what we are striving for, we all have something to focus our attention on. This purpose drives our lives in a large sense, and hopefully our goals are worth working for. But do we always reach those intended goals? Not always. Most of the time, our sinful nature gets in the way, and yes, we fail. We fall short of the point of our determination. Because of our sinful nature, we can lose focus and fall short of those intended goals. Life is not always easy, and Satan knows that we have weaknesses. Weaknesses that he can use against us to tempt us to stray from our intended goals. Satan uses tactics to distract us, and often at times we find ourselves falling short. He will often try other goals, and Satan can even bring people into our lives that will shift our focus from our intended purpose. He can bring distractions through our everyday lives, our careers, our family members, and our friends, etc. These can cause us to lose sight of those goals. But we are thankful that throughout Christ's earthly ministry, he never lost sight of his intended goal. Throughout his earthly ministry, he always kept his eye focused on doing the will of his Father. Nothing would distract Christ from completing his work of redemption to buy us back from the empty way of life our first parents had fallen into. Thanks be to God that our Lord and Savior, Jesus, stood strong when Satan tried to persuade him and keep him from completing the Father's plan. Christ was able to stand strong when Satan tempted him in the wilderness. And Satan even tried to use one of the apostles, Peter, to distract him. Matthew 16, verses 21 through 23 tell us of this attempt. From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day raised to life. Peter then took him aside and began to rebuke him. "Never, Lord," he said, "this shall never happen to you." Jesus turned to Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men." In our scripture lesson for today, we see that Jesus kept the main focal point of his ministry foremost on his mind. Our Lord was and is both true God and true man, and is the Son of God. He had a goal, or a main focal point, for his life here among us. He stated it when he said, "I am the true bread that has come down from heaven." Now, often when we think of bread, we have a tendency to think of food for the body. But the bread that Jesus was talking about in Scripture is actually food for our souls. Of all the events which occurred during Christ's earthly ministry, only one stands out. The very most purpose for which Christ was incarnate among us. When he became man and dwelt among us, for the right reasons, he died for our sins. Because he died and rose again, we can approach the Lord's table during the sacrament of Holy Communion. We as Christian believers partake of the body and blood of Christ given and shed for us in, with, and under the physical elements connected to our Lord in this sacrament. We also receive our Lord's sacrifice of his body and blood, the true bread of life for our eternal souls. The very words of Christ, given and shed for you, impart to us much more than bread and wine. When we receive these physical elements, we are also given the grace that our Heavenly Father has bestowed upon us through his Son, Jesus. This grace is the washing of our sins by the body and blood of Christ. Through Christ, we have been and will always be restored to a right relationship with God. When we come to the Lord's table and we partake of the physical elements of the bread and the wine, when we consume those physical elements, we say yes in faith to the spiritual elements. We choose eternal life for all the right reasons. It is faith in Christ alone, faith in his work of salvation, both upon the cross and the empty tomb, that we desperately need. This is the true bread of life that feeds us. Christ went to the cross to suffer and die for our salvation. He gave up his body and shed his blood for us. And in Acts, the 4th chapter, verse 12, we read, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." And also in Romans 5:8 we read, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. Christ died for us while we were still sinners." When we fall short of our intended goals, and most, if not all of us, will from time to time, we have a gracious and loving God who we can turn to and ask for forgiveness. We then receive the body and blood of Christ for the forgiveness of our sins, and we receive grace so that we can refocus our broken lives and get back on track towards our intended goals. It is faith in Christ alone that makes a personal relationship with Christ all the right reasons to keep our sights focused on the goal of eternal life. Seeking Jesus for the right reasons then means seeking him for forgiveness and eternal life. This is obtained through his true body and his true blood given and shed for us upon the cross. Martin Luther explains it best in the Large Catechism, as we read, "In this sacrament, we cling to and trust in God's word alone. Jesus does not lie to us or deceive us. Therefore, when he tells us the bread and wine are his body and blood, they are what he says. The key to understanding the benefit of the sacrament of Christ is his words, 'For you.' What we receive in this sacrament is a great treasure. The forgiveness of sins. The whole gospel is comprehended in this sacrament and is offered to us through the word, which promises that in, with, and under the bread and the wine, we receive the body and blood that was sacrificed on the cross for our salvation. Those who believe the words of promise receive forgiveness. This sacrament promises." Luther urges Christians to receive the sacrament frequently. This was the focal point of Jesus' ministry for all of us. This is why we look to Christ in this sacrament for all the right reasons. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding be with you from this day forward. To God be the glory. Amen.